Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to Red Men News. It's me, it's Ben, and it's Paul today on the show. We've got a few stories to talk to you, but before that, we are in association today with the RedmenTV.com, Paul, aren't we?
Yes. If
you head over there now, you can get your 30-day free trial. Obviously, tonight we're playing West Ham, so tomorrow's final word will go on there. You've got all the interviews on there that we've talked about before, the Jurgen Klopp interviews, the interviews with the players in pre-season, Emil Heskey, Chris Kirkland, loads of players like that. And then on top of that, you've actually got the Dave Maddock newsroom stuff that came out with Chris yesterday, the second part to that. The first half's on YouTube, but the second part's really, really interesting as well. So you can get all of that stuff and you can get it all for free right now by heading over to the RedmenTV.com. And actually, Paul, the first story that we're going to talk about today essentially came from us.
It's brilliant, yeah. We were sat here before going, there's Junie Wijnaldum contract talk. From Maddock.
Yeah. Where's he said that? Oh, it was on our website. So you can go over and check out everything that he said there. But yeah, the first story that we're going to talk about is essentially it seems as though Genie Wijnaldum and Liverpool are making a little bit of movement in terms of agreeing a new contract for him. We've got it via the Empire, the Cop. Who've got it via us.
Because we couldn't be asked to transcribe it.
No, so basically somebody's done it for us. Obviously, Dave Maddock works for the Mirror, fantastic journalist, really good friend of the show. But he was talking about that, basically saying that the club will offer Wijnaldum a contract extension, but the issue isn't really the money on the table, it's more the length of the deal, obviously. Mm-hmm. So he says here, the club will offer him a new contract. The key is that he's approaching 30 years old. When Liverpool are looking at contracts, they reward contracts with performance, but they also look at potential sell-on. The fact that he's 30 years old will give you one more contract, you get nothing for it. I think Wijnaldum probably wants a longer contract than the club are probably offering. I think that's the gist of what we're seeing here.
Yeah, I think a lot of this will stem from all kinds of different factors that we're not really privy to, but you look at things like the health and fitness of a footballer. Yes. Because it's one thing to be able to look, Adam Lallana's a good example of this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure if you could guarantee that Adam Lallana had, like, well, we'll have to see about this, but if he had James Milner's physique, you know what I mean? Like, if he had that kind of levels of fitness, you'd have no problem tying him down to a long-term deal. Like James Milner, the reason he's gotten that contract is because he's still the fittest player at the club, even though he's pretty much, what, the second oldest in the squad, something at this point? Second or third. I think that will be a contributing factor. Genie Wijnaldum plays a lot of football for us, and right now he's great, but are they looking at it and going, if we continue to use him at this kind of rate, what man are we going to have?
Yeah.
It's everything, you know, if you've got a car.
It's an investment for them, isn't it? Yeah. You've got to think about if they commit to paying him however much. I know Maddock's saying that money isn't the issue, but if they commit to paying him however much for four years, and they're only going to get 2 years of this Genie Wijnaldum.
If you buy a car over like 5 years or whatever, if you're like a little old lady and you only take it down to the shops there and back, then in 5 years' time, you know, it's probably still going to be in pretty good nick. Whereas if you're a kid ragging it around the place, it's going to be ruined in two, and you're decreasing the selling value one way or the other. So, no, Liverpool are not soft. They understand the value of Wijnaldum in terms of what he brings to the squad. I think if you're looking at losing potentially Lovren, potentially Lallana, and you're going to need to keep these lads in and around 30 years old. You need a few of these just to make sure you've got that load.
It's experience as well, because obviously he's a European champion. He may well be a Premier League champion come the summer. Any new players that come in, and all these youth players that are the talk of the town at the moment, you know, look up to players like him.
So Naby Keita was meant to come in and blow him. And there he is, still a mainstay of the first.
Yeah, absolutely right. Let's move on to this story from The Echo, who obviously this story's been doing the rounds over the last couple of days. Another member of Jurgen Klopp's long-serving backroom staff set to leave Liverpool. Liverpool's physiotherapist Richie Partridge is set to join the Qatar national team. So, like, I think I think I've never heard of this guy, and you were talking about him before. But I think it's mad when you see stories like this. It helps you appreciate just how many people are going on in the background, obviously, at a club like this. Because look, we're talking about a physiotherapist who is going to join the Qatar national team. They talk about the replacement, who is a fella called Andrew Massey, who is a long-serving doctor and a physio, also a physio who's going to step up to replace him. All these people, there's so many layers to all of these teams. So it looks though like we're going to lose another one. Having already lost. Andrew Massey was set to leave to go to FIFA. Mm-hmm. And it is another fella who's set to replace him. It is in the article. Yes, that's the
Gary
one.
Gary O'Driscoll. Yeah, the Richie Parsons thing, he's been there a long time. Yeah. We were talking about it before. You didn't know he was a Liverpool youth player. Yeah. He was a wonder kid on CMO 102. Anyone who watched me in Christmas series of that will remember him from that. He's gone down this path. There's a number of lads that we've got that are like that, who maybe didn't make it as a top professional, but have stayed around the sport. It'd be a shame because he's... I think he's a Liverpool fan, but he certainly, he's got a long-standing association with Liverpool. But
it's a big opportunity.
Isn't losing the head of medical. This is losing the physio. I think Liverpool will be pretty well positioned to move on from them.
Okay, moving on to more FA Cup talk. Now we have just filmed the Red Transfer Roundup this morning. We did a massive segment on the FA Cup and the team is going to play and our thoughts on it. So again, head over to the website for that. But Jurgen Klopp's confirmed that Harvey Elliott, Curtis Jones, and Pedro Curvey will be involved in the FA Cup replay versus Shrewsbury. I'm happy about this. I mean, it shouldn't really be a surprise, but it did cross my mind whether Jones, in particular Jones, would actually be pulled.
Well, because if he's saying the senior players, and if you're at Melwood, you're classed as being the senior players, and we know that Jones and Elliot in particular.
It would make no sense for them to not be involved in
that. It'd be insane, absolutely insane for them not to be involved in that. And because the second they're not, Harvey Elliott played in the Carabao Cup game, didn't he? Jones, I think, would have done it under normal circumstances.
If we weren't in Qatar.
Yeah, so I think those players, I think if you can't get Jones, Elliott, Nico Williams, Keanu Hoover on the pitch, and to be fair, look at Pedro Carabao, it's a shame for him because there's talk that it's going to stand in the way of him getting a move to Charlton, which was being mooted. I do feel a touch sorry for him, but maybe he's being told, well, look, if you play in this game, if we win this game, I guarantee you'll play in the Chelsea game or something as well. Maybe there's been an agreement made with him in that regard because he deserves a move. He deserves a football club that needs him more than we do. But right now, we do need him, and Liverpool will put themselves ahead of players' careers at this point.
Yeah, I think there'll be a real incentive for, obviously, Kirivay has got his own thing going on, but for Jones and Elliott, I think, particularly Elliott, who didn't do great on Sunday, he didn't have a great game, but all the youth players must be absolutely bursting to get on the pitch now because all the talk has been, as we talked about on the transfer out this morning, has been negative around this.
Yeah.
The players will just be desperate to show up and win the game and
the effort levels, the commitment levels, the Kirby will have gone through the roof. Would have absolutely gone through the roof since that because all of a sudden these lads, and to be fair, there's the ones who played in the Carabao Cup game we wouldn't consider again.
Yeah.
But they'll all of a sudden be thinking, well, here's my chance. The chance exists for me now. And if it just means going that little bit, you're getting that extra 5% out of it, whatever you've made, it's going to help make Liverpool's academy more competitive than it's ever been.
Yeah, absolutely. So on to the first team tonight. Obviously, again, we're at West Ham. We've got some team news. Obviously, as we know, based on the press conference yesterday, we're going to be without Sadio Mane. The forward is expected to sit out of the fixture at London Stadium. I'm just trying to figure out, Ross has put this in. Liverpool will make checks on the fitness of both Adam Lallana and Jurgen Shaqiri ahead of the meeting with the Hammers. It'd be nice if we could get Lallana in the side, to be honest. I think it'd be a game where it actually would be quite useful.
Largely because he's always terrible against Southampton, so I wouldn't necessarily want to put him in at the weekend. I just have the option, to be perfectly honest, particularly if we're a little short in the forward positions, because if you've got Lallana available and Kate is not quite there yet, maybe it means that Ox can go into the front three, which gives you that opportunity more than not. And the more options you can have, the more the fit and fresh everyone's going to be. It's as simple as that, really. And the Shaqiri stuff is a real shame because He's missed his opportunities. I think he'll look back on his Liverpool career. It won't be his fault because it's just, you know, it's just circumstantial. This happens to footballers sometimes. I think he'll move on. He might well move on in the summer, and he'll look back at some key touchstone moments in his career where if he'd just been able to get on the pitch, that might have been the springboard to better things. So the sooner he can get back, we're going to need him. We're going to need him in a very big way. And he allows us. He's one that allows you. Because the big debate is no Mane. We're doing this on the build-up show. You can put Ox there, you can put Origi there, you can put Minamino in there.
But it pretty much would be Shaqiri if he was fit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be Shaqiri or Origi, because it allows you to put Salah centre-forward. If you bring Shaqiri in, is one of the things that it does for you as well. And you can change to 4-2-3-1, which we definitely like doing, and he very much suits that. So, fingers crossed, but I wouldn't hold any massive hope.
Okay, finally then, we've got a more entertaining story. Former Premier League club owner makes bizarre Jurgen Klopp exit claim. Have you seen this clip?
I refuse to watch it. Some of the stuff that comes out of
TalkSport is ridiculous. So Simon Jordan, who used to own Crystal Palace, and to be honest, sometimes has said the odd thing that has actually been quite insightful and interesting.
Yeah, that's
a very good point. He's basically gone on national radio this morning and insisted that when a better job comes around for Jurgen Klopp, that he will move on and take a bigger job.
He's a football manager. The only thing a football manager cares about is himself first, his players second, and the opportunity that exists for him third. So we're basically saying that Klopp will jump ship, and he might be right, because
his foundation for this built on the fact that he's saying that Klopp left Borussia Dortmund for Liverpool, and that's not what happened at all. Klopp left Borussia Dortmund on his own terms, was going to take a sabbatical, ended up cutting his sabbatical short because the opportunity for Liverpool was available.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the plan when he left Dortmund.
He turned down Manchester United whilst at Dortmund, and this is before Manchester United were the absolute shambles that they are in now. So, I mean, this has got all the hallmarks. Simon Jordan's one of those people, and you get a lot of them on that radio station. You get it a lot in life, and maybe I'm guilty of it too. When you've got a platform, particularly people like me, you've got Megan Money, and there's loads of people who are just around agreeing with him, what have you. He's probably that lad, he's that really loud fella in the group of mates in the pub, who just everyone just goes, yeah, because they can't be arsed to argue with him, because he just goes, well, I was a chairman of I owned a football club, so what does your opinion matter? That's what I get from Simon Jordan. Someone should just got to go on.
He's gone on. He's not aware of what he's talking about. He's got his facts wrong, and he's building in some.
But he's the kind
he's
of
saying controversial things for the sake of it.
Double down on that forever and ever. I heard him when he had Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV. He had that interview with him, and I just think Robbie's a mate, which does help in this. I'd be choosing sides, as it were. But Simon Jordan's a massive knobhead, and he does himself no favours. Unfortunately, not enough people call him out.
Well, there you go. Matt, have you got any comments for us on this story, calling Simon Jordan a knobhead, or any of the other stories?
Please feel free. If you could just write Simon Jordan's a knobhead in the comments underneath, that'd be great.
Yeah, pretty much everyone in agreement.
Good.
Bejan says, who cares about what Simon Jordan thinks and what he says? He is a joke.
There's still clearly then this kind of perception from some idiots maybe that there's better jobs available than Liverpool at the moment.
To quote Jamie Carragher, what bigger clubs are than Liverpool?
Yeah, a bit strange.
I think Chris Bascom tweeted about it, didn't he, in reaction, and said it's a lack of understanding that bigger jobs have come knocking.
Yeah, you know, surely will have done. He could have gone. He could be Germany manager right now if he wanted to be, probably. You know, he probably could be Bayern manager.
Real Madrid will have asked the question. You know, the big clubs have asked the question, and you know, there'll be a question to be asked, I think, when he comes towards the end of his Liverpool contract. But he's not going to walk out on Liverpool when he's got so much still to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Matt, any more on any other stories, or you good?
Yeah, we've got a lot on Ronaldo. Johnny Walker says we need the Ronaldo contract done before the winter break. Jag says he definitely needs a 2-year contract. Ads agrees as well. He said he shouldn't be given any longer than 2 years.
Well, the thing is, he's got 1 year left after this, hasn't he? So 2 years takes him up to, 33?
Yeah.
And then if you
want an extra year, then you can then renegotiate, can't you? I think it's interesting because Liverpool clearly... We haven't had any issues, have we, with contracts over the last couple of years? We've just been able to do it, and it's sorted, and the news is
since,
out.
Since Emery Chan was the last one, wasn't it?
It's a little bit of a different situation for them at the moment to have to be in a situation where perhaps the marriage isn't quite working as well as he wanted it to be, and that's why it's taking a little bit of a long time. I think we'll come to an agreement, and it'll just be.
We've seen this with lads, and it's a marriage, as we said, about the value that you're getting out of players. It's not just about getting on the pitch, which we always talk about, even though that's essential. Mm. It's, can you do it in training every day? How many training sessions are you missing? Because what's the point? You're paying for that. You're paying for the full package. Mm. And that's why, you know, I think Lallana will have been offered a contract, but he'll get better contracts, longer contract offers elsewhere. It's the reason why we let Daniel Sturridge go. Mm. It's the reason why Nathaniel Klein's gonna go. It's just, sometimes it's, you evolve beyond players. Sometimes they start to break down on you. And other times there's players have got ambitions of playing more football and being more important elsewhere. And, you know, Gini Wijnaldum's a smart man. He knows this is as high as his stock's ever gonna be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why wouldn't he? He's in a good bargaining position, I think, relatively. Or it's the last great bargaining position he's going to be in. And I think he deserves everything that he gets ultimately.
One more, Matt, on any of the stories?
We've got Ben Pryor in the Super Chat.
Yes, Ben.
Just,
long time no see.
He's talking about he'd love to see us sign Havertz and Werner.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, I think the two top talents, and if we can make at least one of them work this summer. I mean, again, we discussed this on the transfer roundup, Havertz and the appeal of Havertz, and investing that money in the likes of Havertz and Werner, maybe over the likes of an Mbappe. So head over to the website catch that show.
Yeah, absolutely. If we just went in the summer and like the season finishes and we just went, bang, there's Havertz and Werner. You'd be like, go ahead.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Okay, well, we'll wrap it up there. Thanks very much, everybody, for watching. As I said at the top of the show, head over to theredmentv.com. Catch that David Maddock interview, the second half of it, because it's really, really good. Catch the transfer roundup that we've done today. Catch all the interviews and get that West Ham final word tomorrow morning as well.
And a note on this as well, and that if you're watching in video form, great. If you're listening in podcast form as well, all of our content is available in your native podcast apps as well, all the subscription stuff. So if you can say, well, I don't really sit down in front of the computer screen or on a laptop or whatever, or I don't like watching videos, but you can listen to it on the go on your commute in your podcast.
Yeah, absolutely, that's a really good point. Regards to Redmen News, we'll be back tomorrow with more stuff, obviously post West Ham content, I imagine. So yeah, stay tuned for that, and we'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.